Fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program again, and I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you tonight. It's Friday night, and I ain't got no guest. Usually you ain't got no money on Friday night. Well, we don't have a guest tonight, folks, but it's good to be back with you, and I have a lot to share with you. A lot of good things happening in the country today, and some very bad things happening in the country today. Which would you like first? Let's talk about good cops, bad cops for just a moment here. You know, this is a police and military program, folks, and we represent literally thousands of police and soldiers at our two police and military organizations up here in the Great Rocky Mountains. One is our international group, Police and Military Against the New World Order, and the other is our publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues, that we've been putting out about 24 years now. Hallelujah. We've reached literally thousands and thousands of police and soldiers that love God and truly love this republic and are heartbroken to see what's going on today. But tonight I want to talk about good cops and bad cops for just a minute. Maybe you've heard, maybe you haven't, but under Armed and Dangerous tonight, we're talking about a cop that nabbed teens and a mom in a park after confrontation over a knife, allegedly. Comes from WorldNetDaily.com. We thank Ron Strom from sending this over. A homeschool group in South Carolina is beginning to raise funds to help defend two of its members. Those dirty homeschoolers again, folks. You gotta watch them. They're probably Al-Qaeda. Yes, sir. And here they are in the park. And all of a sudden, a teenage boy and his mother are arrested after a confrontation with a plainclothes police officer at the park. The incident occurred in Simmonsville Park in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Simpsonville Park. Last Wednesday. We'll get into that in just a minute. The big fight between a plainclothes police officer and a couple little boys with a knife. We'll be right back for the drama. Stay tuned.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Talking about a dangerous situation in the park. In Simpsonville, South Carolina, last Wednesday, a group of mothers and children from the Upstate Homeschoolers Unlimited Association were socializing and playing in the park, a common activity for homeschool support groups in the area. After a call came in, the police, a call came into the police about someone in the park having a knife. A plainclothes policeman rushed into the picnic shelter where some of the homeschoolers were gathered. According to parents who witnessed the event, the policeman began, and they didn't know he was a policeman, I guess he was undercover, began shouting at two teenage boys, pushed at least one of them to the ground. Then he went to grab one of the boys, a mother, who at the time was holding another woman's baby, stepped in to stop him, not realizing he was a police officer. Priscilla Adams and Jan Blanchard were two of the moms present. They said the intervening mama turned to Jan and said, "Call the police." That's when he told us that he was a policeman, Adams said. The 16-year-old boy was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon, a small hunting knife, on his belt, and the mother was arrested for assaulting a police officer, even though the witnesses say the man's badge and gun were not in place where they could easily be seen. Continued Adams, and I quote, "The plainclothes officer was incredibly belligerent and angry right from the moment he rushed under the shelter. He could so easily have stopped as soon as he came up to us, parents, announced that he was a police officer and needed to talk to the boy with a knife. But he didn't do any of that. Instead, he shouted, shoved, verbally abused, intimidated. He acted as horrible as it never occurred to any of us that he could possibly be a police officer. He just seemed like a crazy man." At that point, a uniform officer came on the scene and confirmed that the plainclothes cop was indeed with the Simpsonville Police Department. The plainclothes guy told the woman holding the baby to put him down, put the baby down, and she was going to be arrested. Adams said, "I asked him what he was arresting her for since she hadn't done anything wrong. He told me for assaulting a police officer. I protested that she didn't know he was even a police officer. He told me to shut up or I would be arrested too." So not only can he arrest a boy for carrying a knife that was not concealed and charge him with carrying a concealed weapon, not only can he assault a woman holding a baby, then arrest her for assaulting him, but apparently he can arrest people just for arguing with him. Boy, good PR, isn't it, folks? Good public relations. The mother of the boy arrested was in the restroom during the altercation, returning just as her son was placed handcuffed into a police car. Commenting on the action of her friend who tried to intervene, the woman said, "She was driving up to the police station and placed in a cell, all because she protected her son from a strange man attacking them." Continued the mama, she said, one uniformed officer said he was about to draw his weapon. He had already unsnapped it and was pulling it out to draw and aim at my son because he thought he was going to pull the knife on the plainclothes investigator. The same officer said there was no telling how many people could have gotten killed. In other words, he was prepared to shoot towards the shelter with all the small children around. According to the report by local TV stations, the plainclothes officer is on administrative leave pending an internal investigation. Whether it was a overreaction to the response, we'll find out when we do that internal affairs thing, said Police Chief Charles Reese, told the TV station. Responding to the parents' concern about the reaction of the baby-holding mama, Reese said, "I can't say how I would reacted. I'm a parent, too. I've got children. I understand she was trying to protect the child. I understand that." The police chief says the homeschooling group is welcome at the park and should not be afraid, but the parents say they will not be returning because they're scared of what could happen. Well, the parents said, "We felt very safe there before, and having the police station just beside the park seemed to be an advantage," Adams said. That's one of the mamas. "We felt like nobody too bad would bother our kids with police that close to the park. We never thought it would be the police themselves. It would be the frightening ones, the ones who would make our kids feel unsafe, the police would make them have nightmares and keep them up from even going to sleep at night." Now, Adams told the TV station, "There are efforts underway to raise money for the cost of defending the teenager and the mama who were arrested." She also said that while one parent filed an official complaint against the plainclothes officer with the police department, further protests are not planned at this time. Police Chief Reese said his department's investigation should be completed by week's end. Well, folks, I'll tell you what, I don't know what's happening out there on the streets anymore. You know, officers tasering 7-8-year-old children with taser guns and old ladies with taser guns. And I just don't know what's happening anymore. Police chiefs or detectives, undercover detectives running in and grabbing children and pushing them down and without announcing to the mothers that he was even a police officer. Well, let's take a little break here. I understand we got a good buddy on the phone with us here calling in tonight, Alex Jones, our dear brother. Alex, how are you doing tonight?
Great, Officer McClam. I'm just driving down the highway going home to have dinner with my family and listening to you, and I got good news for you.
Okay.
That article you've got from yesterday on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the police chief talked to all the witnesses, fired that officer today, and they've dropped the charges on the woman. It's now admitted she didn't even touch him. She just tried to step in front. And really, it comes down to the wicked fleeth when none pursueth.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, most cops are good, but more and more, these nutcase ones, especially the young ones, I mean, I've had a cop before pull me over, and I had a weight belt in my seat, and he pulled a gun out and put it to my head, and he was nice enough to apologize after he found out it was a weight belt back when I was, you know, more into weightlifting. You know, nowadays, a lot of them would just go ahead and beat me up for good measure in case I, you know, was going to do something. But I see these reports all the time, and I've got video of that I've shot myself where police will assault you, tackle you, and then go ahead and charge you with resisting. There was a case of people who were having a picnic at a park, and they'd pass an ordinance you couldn't have food out there. This was in, I think, what was it, Miami a couple years ago. And when the police came over, they said, we told you not to eat here before. It was a family. And so the police went ahead and arrested them for resisting without force. Yeah, that's a new thing they've got in Florida.
Where are they coming up with these new laws, Alex?
Well, all I know is that they're setting the whole system up, all the borders wide open, and all these criminals and drug dealers are running all the database systems for the government, and just all this corruption, and then the net's being set up just to scoop up good, decent people, and it's just out of control. It's insane. And just God bless you, but that is good news. A lot of times they back up these bad cops, but they fired this lunatic. But then you've got the uniformed officer getting ready to pull his gun because some women are arguing with him.
I just can't believe it, brother. I remember when I was on the streets, which wasn't too many years ago, we would get in there and mix it up, you know, with somebody that had a knife or something. We wouldn't have to pull our guns. And
well, let me just say this, and then I'm going to get out of here, Jack. You're absolutely right.
A 16-year-old boy, you know.
You're right.
Yeah, now these cops, they want to play it safe. They want to stand back 10 feet and taser 10-year-old kids and grandmothers. And I don't know what kind of a breed of cops we got out there today.
Well, Jack, my final comment is this. I mean, we all as children, and I'm not even that old, love to run around wearing a buck knife on our hip. You know, that's what we did. And just when I was a youngin', we're talking just 20 years ago, I mean, I'd run around with BB guns, and this was on the outskirts of Dallas, pretty populous area. I'd run around with BB guns, knives, and the cops just drove right past us. Nowadays, kids walk around with a BB gun, SWAT teams get called.
I know it. It's just insane, man. I'll tell you, we've got a new type of cop out there and a new type of soldier, too. We're just going to talk about that a little tonight, too. What's going on with the soldiers out there? They're killing everybody. Unbelievable. Anyway.
God bless you, and have a good one, Jack.
Thank you very much, Alex, for all you do. I listen to you almost every day, and I learn something new every day, brother. Thank you so much. All right. Yes, folks, we've got a serious problem in America today. I don't know what's going on. I'm 60 years old. I was a Vietnam soldier, you know, didn't get over there in Vietnam. I was in during the Vietnam War and served back in the jungles doing some top secret work. But, you know, we had a code back then. We had a code, and I'm so disturbed today because I keep getting letters. I keep getting reports, letters, and communications from soldiers today. Just got another one the other day that backs up what a SEAL team member told me not too long ago about killing people. Don't take any prisoners. We just kill them. And I'll talk about that when we come back from the break. And maybe some of you soldiers out there will call me and tell me what's going on today, because I guess I'm from the old school when we didn't kill civilians. Be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN network.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Interesting time to be alive in America. Things are really changing here at our Police and Military Association. We're getting letters and emails and communications from soldiers out there in the trenches. We do pray for our brothers and sisters in uniform that are getting blown up and maimed over there, but we're also praying for our soldiers for another reason, because they're being trained differently. That's all I can say. They're being trained differently. Are they different from what we were during the Korean War, the Second World War, Korean War, Vietnam War, where life meant something to us? I'm saying this because I'm troubled, and so are many of our soldiers and cops who, many of them like myself, have been soldiers. Something has changed, because I just received a communication the other day once again from a soldier that says that, you know, he's trained in the boot camp, which we all went through as soldiers, but there was so many weeks of kill, 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 and they concentrate on killing, and he came out of there and went home for a brief time before he went on assignment out to Iraq. And he said when he got home from boot camp, he had arguments, he had just little disagreements with friends and relatives, and he wanted to kill them. I mean, he had it in his mind to kill them for being in disagreement with him. And he said it really bothered him tremendously, but he had been under such a training program that he just wanted to kill. And I said, my gosh, I mean, I went through boot camp. A lot of guys went through boot camp, but we never came home and wanted to kill our family and our friends right after boot camp. I never heard of such a thing. But then I've heard from other soldiers that said they went out to Iraq and they're killing the civilians out there as much as they're killing the combatants. They're killing the non-combatants. I've got a SEAL team member that was injured, and he wrote to me, and he said that, Jack, we don't have time to take any prisoners. We go into buildings after we light them up. We blow up these buildings, and anybody alive, we put a double tap in their head and just go on to the next room, and we clean the building. We clear the building. And then we go blow up another building. We go in, put a double tap in the head, meaning two bullets to the head. Anybody is alive, and we move on. And he was irritated because there was a possibility of a soldier being prosecuted some months ago, you remember, for going in, and evidently they'd lit up a house, a building, had a firefight with some insurgents, and you remember the soldier went in and said, hey, the guy's moving, went over and shot him and killed him. Well, the SEAL team member told me, he says, hey, that's the way we do it. We kill everybody. We just go in and kill him and move on. We don't have time to take prisoners. That's the way it's done. We got to protect ourselves. We got to protect our buddy. And that was some months ago I received that communication. And then just the other day I received another note from that one soldier I just told you about right out of boot camp. But then another one wrote to us and said that they kill. They just kill. They go kill anybody. They don't know who the enemy is, he said, and we just kill whoever. And then, of course, Sergeant Kevin Benderman has said no to going back to Iraq. You remember the story, folks. We had him on the air. Sergeant Benderman says that his lieutenant told him to shoot the kids that were throwing rocks at him. And he said no, and his team said no. And then another occasion he told us that, and I've heard this from others, that whenever there's any movement in a home or a business or a building, they look in there with their FLIR radar and pick up the body temperature, the body signature of people moving around. They light it up, which means they blow it up. And he says, Sergeant Benderman said they were setting up a mortar. They were given a command to blow up a building some ways off. There was movement inside, and they set up the mortar. The mortar didn't work. It didn't fire properly, so the building didn't get lit up. And then a few seconds later, a mom and her babies and husband come walking out holding the children. And he prays God the mortar didn't work. Folks, what is happening? This is very disturbing. What kind of soldiers do we have when we're training them to a point to kill, kill, kill? As this young soldier told me, to where he went home from boot camp and wanted to kill two people. In America, folks, we used to go by the laws of the Holy Bible, but it sounds to me that we're now going from the Holy Quran and we're going from the Babylonian Talmud today. In the Holy Quran, it says that kill the infidels. Kill the infidels. Who's the infidels? Anybody that's not a Muslim. And then in the Babylonian Talmud, the religious book of the Jews, it says in there repeatedly, that non-Jews are not human. Anybody that's not a Jew is not a human. And if they get killed, so what? And I've read those passages in the Talmud. Folks, we are supposed to be a Christian nation. We truly are. We were, anyway. And in the Holy Word of God, it doesn't say kill people. It says love thy neighbor like thyself. And treat a foreigner coming into your area as a friend. Give them food. Give them clothing. There's nowhere in the Holy Scriptures that tells you to kill people because they're different than you, a different race, a different religion, or that others are not human. We'll be right back after this break to talk about this some more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and our association here is getting a little troubled by all the communications we're getting and letters we're reading from those who are there in the war and coming back from the war about all the death and destruction. Minimally, there's been over 100,000 Iraqis killed. This doesn't include those in Afghanistan. But the minimum figure that the government has put out, now they haven't put it out to the public, but we've got it through our sources. There's been over 100,000 non-combatants killed, civilians killed in this war. That is incredible, folks. And that's minimally. That's what our friends in the military are telling us. Now, the figure could be much higher, but we don't believe it's much lower than that. Anyway, the Bible teaches, love thy enemy like thyself. And, I think we're following a different rule book today, but it's absolutely devastating to our society and the psyche of our soldiers that are coming back. We're hearing that so many of them are having absolute mental problems from just what they've seen and what they've done and what they've participated in. Remember the My Lai massacre in Vietnam? I mean to tell you, that went on for years, and people still talk about it because it was an aberration. It was unheard of that we would kill civilians in the military. We took prisoners. We helped those that we injured. We didn't do a double tap in their head and move to the next room because we're afraid they might have a grenade under them or something. I learned in the military and in law enforcement that that's a dangerous game. That if you don't want to be in danger, if you're scared, don't go in the military. Don't go in law enforcement. Shooting 9- and 10-year-old kids with taser guns and little old ladies because you don't want to get out there and mix it up with them? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, let's go to Rita in Texas. Rita, thanks for calling in tonight. Welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you. Officer McLam, I really do appreciate your program and the information that you give out. And I was delighted to hear Alex Jones get on your radio program as well. I live not too far from Austin, Texas.
Yes.
And I moved out of it because I'm seeing the institutionalization of a system of government that I read about, and I'm 58 years old, 2 years younger than you, sir, but I read about what the Nazi soldiers did in Germany. I read about what the SS did, which were the police officers in Nazi Germany to their own citizens. I got stopped in Austin for a trumped up traffic ticket. My husband said it was a traffic trap, and on your program I'm hearing about revenue actions or whatever.
Revenue agents everywhere.
Yes. Yes, and what I'm finding, and I also have a son that he had served 5 years in federal prison on fabricated drug and weapons charges. I had all the documents to show law enforcement lying. So what I'm seeing, and what this is what my concern is, Officer McLam, there are some Christians that are very, very, very pacifistic, kind of like what they did during the civil rights riots, you know, Martin Luther. Martin Luther King Jr. But what I saw is that the abuses by law enforcement on those individuals that were trying to do peaceful assembly, that went out the window when Martin Luther King got shot. And that's when the civil rights riots started to come in. You had veterans from the Korean War and the World War II that had fought in those battles, and then they come back here to the United States and they were being confronted with the indignities that they were opposing there in Europe. The other concern that I have is that there doesn't seem to be a peaceful means by which to get a resolution of these controversies in the court system, because the court system is as corrupt as what would be described on the there's a film, famous film, where Spencer Tracy starred in, that was called Judgment at Nuremberg. And when I personally have experienced, you know, governmental abuse, it is an agony to have someone go through a judicial system thinking there's going to be justice in there, seeing police officers getting away with their lying, seeing police officers getting away with their abuses. I personally believe that we're beyond the pale. I personally believe that what will inevitably happen in the United States, and I don't know how long, but I don't even think it's going to take 5 years. I think that the general citizenry are going to start resisting these abuses with force. They're going to meet force with force. And I don't condemn it, sir. The reason I can't do it as an American, because I know the history of the abuses that had occurred with the colonists. The colonists put up with a lot of abuses by governmental officials, although be it, you know, the king's army or whatever. Nevertheless, you know, if you love your family, you know, if you love your neighbors, I can't see someone just standing by and just seeing it happen and do nothing. And when you mention the Bible, sir, you know, in Matthew's, it said, you know, Jesus himself said, you know, in time of crisis, you know, sell your cloak and purchase a sword.
That's right.
And you know, the Old Testament, you know, I don't even think that this resistance is going to be kind of like the Civil War, where you had like a formal confrontation. I think it's going to go right back to Lexington and Concord. Yesterday I downloaded, because this is what I'm doing, sir. I'm starting to download articles wherein the cops, the police officers or lawyers or individuals in the court system are going to get shot. And I saw that in Tyler, Texas, there was a shooting out there. I mean, all this, you know, I think it's communism, it's Nazism. You know, George Washington himself, you know, said, government is not benign. Government is force. And like fire, if it is not contained, it will leave a path of destruction. And Thomas Jefferson said, you know, let us not speak of confidence in men, but let us bind them down for mischief by the chains of the Constitution.
Constitution, that's right.
You know, and I'm seeing one by one through Project Exile, what is happening is if you are very much a constitutionalist. I was horrified when I actually read the FBI brochure that's on the internet, where in the FBI was defining constitutionalists, Christians who believe in the end times.
Domestic terrorists.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so the war has been declared by those in the judicial branch of government and also in law enforcement. The matter as far as Iraq, sir, I am one of those Americans. No, I do not support any American citizen going over there in Iraq. I any more so than I would feel sorry for the Nazi soldiers for what they did, because those Nazis, they would go into areas, and I mean, you know, if they had one of their people killed, they completely obliterated whole villages. That's what's going on over in Iraq. You know, those helmets that those soldiers are wearing over there remind me, I call them American Nazis. I cannot, because I do love the spirit and the memory that I have of the true American soldier. Their actions do not indicate they're American soldiers. Their actions condemn themselves. And right now, because I'm doing the best that I can, I am concerned about a draft coming down. I've already instructed my sons, if it comes down, get out of the country.
Yeah.
I did not raise my children to be murderers. This blindly following orders. What I see going on, I think, if I'm not mistaken, sir, during the Vietnam War, some of the enlisted men, the term was called frag their, you know, they would frag their...
Yeah, that's right, fragging.
They would kill their superior officers.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, you know, to even show how hated Bush is, I mean, he was the first president. There's 100 blocks that were cordoned off. You know, they're having to really cordon off large parts of Europe when he's over there in Europe. He's a very hated person.
As far as I'm
concerned, he needs to be tried for treason. So all I can see, sir, is since the courthouses are no place where justice could be obtained without the force of arms, since the police officers are getting a carte blanche ability to go unchallenged to wreck mayhem and havoc, and parents are suffering because their kids are being thrown in these penitentiaries. I mean, 7.5 million of our fellow citizens that are in the prison system because of this so-called war on drugs. You know, multiply that times the mothers, the fathers, the brothers and sisters. There's a lot of agony, sir, in this country.
Well, Rita, you make some very good points, my dear. I'm going to have to go to other callers now.
May God bless
you. Listen, I can hear your frustration. I can hear your anger. And believe me, I hear from a lot of people in law enforcement and military with that same anger, Rita. So we understand exactly what you're saying.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening. God
bless
you. God bless
you. And you protect those kids and don't let them be drafted. Don't let it happen. I'll tell you what, we don't have to be sending our children to be mercenaries for these international crime families, Rita. And you don't let them be drafted. That's right. Okay, folks, let's go to Bill in Pennsylvania. Bill, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thanks, Officer Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Well, you remember that movie, Officer Jack, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington?
Oh, yes, I
Jimmy Stewart.
Do.
Well,
yeah.
I guess today's day and age is just like that movie, except Jimmy Stewart's no longer around.
No longer around.
to protect
right.
us against those evil politicians.
Yeah.
But anyway, I appreciated your show tonight talking about the situation in Iraq. And As a matter of fact, when you talk about the civilian casualties, I believe I saw that on an internet article. I think it was MSNBC, actually, so that's a mainstream media resource, stating that there was over 100,000 civilian casualties, and I think the research was done by the British outfit Lancet.
Oh, yes.
They're pretty well respected.
I didn't know they admitted to that, but that's the minimum.
Yeah, so
that's
anybody could go online and probably check that out. So it's not like it's hidden anymore.
Okay.
But, you know, it's really appalling to me when the general public could be, you know, privileged to know this information, yet they still support the war in Iraq. You know, we got 100,000 people, innocent people, murdered basically over there. But that's okay. You know,
well, Bill,
we just cast a blind
think?
Eye the other direction and forget about it.
Yeah, Bill, what do you think about the Christian neocons saying that we ought to kill all the Arabs and they're not human and everything? You've heard that over and over. Even some of the talking heads on TV, the establishment people are saying that we ought to kill these people, you know?
Well, these people are just basically like the Pharisees in Jesus' time.
Yes.
You know, they talk a good talk, but they don't walk the walk, and they're hypocrites, basically. So, you know, I don't pay any attention to those people. They're pretty much the scourge of the earth.
Well,
you know,
it seems like our soldiers are being trained that way. Our sisters and brothers going into boot camp are being trained just like that. And
mm-hmm.
so it's very sad today. I'm looking at an article here that I talked about this morning on my early morning radio program, and then I heard Alex Jones talk about this Briton, a 37-year-old Brit that was held in Guantanamo Bay for 3 years without any charges filed against him, without any trial, without his ability to even talk to an attorney. They're finally letting him out, and he's saying that he saw bodies being carried out. He saw men beaten so bad they were dead, and they were carried out by American soldiers in there. And he's been interviewed now by the military doing investigations into this, and they've now proven that he's right about at least one of the bodies, one of the guys is dead. This is our soldiers in here.
This is
not the America that we grew up in, brother, and soldiers that loved America but didn't want to see people die, and were doing all this torturing and everything. It's very disheartening.
Well, these people that have been communicating with you, the Navy or the SEAL guy you talked about, that, you know, it's like kill, kill, kill. Now, perhaps some of these people need to come out and be whistleblowers and, you know, be interviewed by the mainstream media or alternative media, and come out and just say this is the way it is, and let their names be known, because I don't think there's any other way that you're going to appeal to the public to maybe have a different attitude about this war unless you get people that are really in the process to come out and admit this is what's happening and blow the whistle on these
people. Bill, this is starting to happen. Sergeant Benderman came out, and there's another few of them that came out and now have joined the movement against the war that are speaking out about the atrocities they've seen. So, yeah, we need to pray that more and more will do that. But some of these guys I hear from, like the SEAL team member, he's all for it. He sees no problem with it. He's protecting himself and his buddies by killing everybody they come across, you know. So, but praise the Lord, some of them are beginning to come out and speak about these things, and I think the American people, when they hear about some of these things, most of them will react with horror that our soldiers are being trained this way and carrying out these type of duties.
Well, if these people that are so gung-ho about murdering people over there are so, you know, positive about this and think it's so wonderful, you'd think they'd be proud to advertise the fact and, you know, conduct some interviews on mainstream resources and so forth. Yeah, we're all about killing. That's our job, and we love to do it, and we kill civilians. I mean, that would go over like a lead balloon, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know. The media seems to be crying the same way, that everybody has to be killed over there, or should be, or we ought to nuke them. You know, well, Bill, I'll tell you, it's really a strange situation happening right now, but something the American people should think about, Bill, is that about 70% of our police today in America are retired soldiers. They're soldiers who are former soldiers, and they've gone into law enforcement. And I just hate to think about these young people that have gone over there and learned to kill and kill anybody. Anybody gets mad or upsets you, you kill them, coming back and joining law enforcement agencies today.
Well, what's really sad is to hear some of these young kids today, they have the disillusioned attitude that they're serving their country just in case they had to sign up and be drafted or you know, sign up for the military or be drafted. It's like, well, yeah, I guess I got to go over there and protect my country. You know, they've been brainwashed by the media, by their parents. And it's like you talk to these kids and it's like they don't know what to think of you. Oh, what do you mean we're not protecting our country? We're being attacked by terrorists, you know. It's like knocking your head against a wall to try to educate people when you know what the reality is. And it's like you're an outsider. You're in the minority.
That's right, Bill. Well, the music's coming up, brother. Listen, you make good sense. You and Rita, call back again, okay?
Thanks, Officer Jack.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, take care now. Lord bless. Yes, folks, it's a difficult time we're in today. We need to really think and pray about these issues and then get busy and do something about them. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program in just a couple minutes.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Beginning, the SALT police are coming. The SALT police are coming. Washington, D.C., concerned advocacy groups are trying to force the FDA to regulate SALT now. Consumer group says consuming twice the amount of SALT the American people take in twice the amount of the recommended levels. The group has asked the federal court Thursday to force the government to regulate it. Watch out for the salt police. Well, let me say, folks, before we close out the program, we have one more person on the line. Hold just a minute there, Rodney in Texas. We'll be right back with you. But I want to say the way to end this, the way to end it peacefully, is go to Patriot Politicians Lead Wars. Patriot Politicians Lead Wars on the website, www.patriotpoliticiansleadwars.org. And you will find the way that we can stop this. You need to get a hold of your senators and congressmen and let them know. Send them a flyer from, you can print it right out on the web, or you can write to us here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter and get our Patriot Politicians Lead Wars program laid out for you, how we can stop the wars and stop the upcoming draft that's going to draft women and children. Please go and read it. And understand that the left and the right will join this movement because the left's children, girls and boys, the right's children, girls and boys, and everybody in between are going to be drafted coming up here June, July, after the next big terrorist attack in America. American people, the government knows, will offer up their children to Moloch. And that's exactly what they're counting on. Let's go now to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. We've only got about a minute left, brother. Oh, he dropped off. Oh, okay. Well, let me give out the address then. Right in here to Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. We'll send you out a flyer on our Patriot Politicians Lead Wars. If you cannot go to the web and print it out yourself, write to us here at Aiden Abet. It's easy to do. Get out an envelope and just put A, that is a capital A, the little and squiggly sign for and another capital A. So on your envelope, you have A and A. Send that out to HC11, that's like Hotel Charlie 11, box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. Once again, A&A, HC11, box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536, and we'll send you out one of those flyers. Now, we're an all-volunteer police and military association, and when you send in and ask for something, remember it costs us postage, and so put a couple bucks in the envelope. Don't write a check, please, but it does cost us money, so I just want to remind you that we live off donations here at our police and military educational program, and we want you to keep that in mind. Well, that's it for tonight, folks. Hope you have a great weekend out there. Be looking forward to being back with you Monday. And don't forget, this old cop likes to give you his pledge, a nation under God first, freedom forever, and anti-Christ, anti-God, new world order, absolutely never. I give you this pledge because I truly do love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.